Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. God first gave the Ten Commandments to Moses on Mount Sinai. Every family needs some rules, or else home life just descends into chaos. And God gave his family, the Israelites, the rules, the instructions for happiness and peace as a community, and as individual children of God. Then, when God came to earth himself in the person of Jesus Christ, he reaffirmed that these same Ten Commandments still applied to the new community of the church. When the rich young man asked Jesus what he needed to do to go to heaven, Jesus told him, simply to keep the commandments. And the first of the commandments is this, I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
What does the word God mean? Very simply, it means the supreme, most important thing there is. Now, if there is a God, and there is, then that means we know what is the most important thing. So the first commandment tells us to recognize God as God, and to act like God is God, and not act like anything else is God. In other words, the first commandment just wants us to act rationally. It just instructs us to align our thinking and feeling, words and actions, with reality. Because if God is the most important thing there is, but you don't talk that way or act that way, then your words and actions are disaligned to reality. Your whole life is off kilter. You're disconnected from the way things are. So the first commandment just wants us to be integrated, to make sure our thinking and our actions and our words all match. We believe in God. So we should act like it. So we should worship him, acknowledge his magnificence and his infinite goodness. We believe in God, So we should put him first in everything and love him with our whole heart and mind and strength. That's just being consistent. Anything less than that means we don't really take the first commandment seriously. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Charles de Foucauld, who actually, Teresa, is from Lyon, he died in 1916 and was canonized just this last year. He was a man who started out in a life that mixed hedonistic pleasure, adventure, and cultural achievement, but all that changed when he realized that the Catholic faith was true. The way he put it was this: the moment I realized God existed, I knew I could not do otherwise than live for him alone. There is a logical man. There is a man who thinks through and lives out the implications of saying, "The Lord is God." Once you realize that the most important thing in chess is to checkmate your enemy's king before he checkmates yours, then you organize all your moves with that goal in mind. If someone were to prioritize something else ahead of that goal, it would mean he was playing the game irrationally. And once you realize that the most important thing in reality is God, the God of heaven and earth, then you organize your whole life with that goal in mind. If someone were to prioritize something else ahead of that goal, it would mean he was living life irrationally. Again, all the first commandment asks us to do is to live rationally. If God is God, if God is the most important thing there is, then just act like it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Prayer is the primary way to keep God primary. We've said that the first commandment requires that we acknowledge God's primacy in our speech, and that we treat God as the most important thing there is in our actions. But we can't keep God first in our words and our actions unless we keep him first in our thoughts. And we won't remember to make him a priority in speech or behavior unless we actually set aside time to remember him. And setting aside time to raise our thoughts to God is what we mean by prayer. Unless we dedicate time to friendship and conversation with God every day, time talking to him from the heart, listening to him in his word, and reflecting on it with our mind, drawing practical, concrete resolutions, unless we do this, he will never be the most important thing in our lives. You will not be able to follow the first commandment, let alone the other nine, unless you are willing to dedicate time every day simply to focusing your mind and your will on the Lord our God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus said to St. Catherine of Siena, "If you know this one thing, you will always stay on track. I am he who is, and you are she who is not." The first commandment reminds us that God is God, that he is the most important thing. He is the one thing it all depends on, and that he is in control. We forget that God is God, that he is supreme, because we forget to pray. And we forget to pray because we're so busy. And we're so busy because we take ourselves too seriously. We think we are God. We think our to-do list is so important. We just don't have time to pray. We think that what we have to get done is so urgent that the creator of the universe himself can't get an appointment with us. That means we have forgotten the relative importance of things. It means we have blown ourselves and our little projects way out of proportion. But when we pray, the relative importance of things comes back into focus really fast. We come before the supreme, infinite being and we say, "Oh, that's right, I forgot. You are the Lord God, and there is no other. It all depends on you, not me. You can take care of everything. You are in charge. You have it all under control. And you are infinitely good and powerful and wise. So you can handle whatever I don't get done, or whatever I mess up." Whew. What a relief. All the commandment exists for our happiness. And the first commandment, where we recognize that God is God and that we are not, and that if we put that commandment into practice through prayer, it will be the source of peace, tranquility, and the ability to delight in the gifts of the one all-majestic God who is Lord over all. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, I have a whole bunch of things running through my mind, Teresa.
Really?
Yeah, from the traps we fall into that keep us from prayer, the pressure we put ourselves under that make us forget that God is God, that we are not, the practical ways to go deeper in prayer, all kinds of things. But I'm always more interested in what your thoughts are.
I don't know if I have big thoughts today. I was just thinking, oh, what it would be like to live like Cormac and Elliot.
That is an excellent topic. So who are Cormac and Elliot?
Those are my nephews. And three and one and a half.
Cormac is three, Elliot is one and a half. What can we learn from a three-year-old and a one-and-a-half-year-old about this first commandment?
I think the only thing they know how to do is depend on others. In a lovely way, but, well, I say that, but I was watching Elliot today, and he just stands up in his high chair, and then he just walks off it like it's a ledge. He didn't fall because I was there, but he had no plan to be caught. He was just like, I want something. It's on the table. I'm just going to walk there, I guess. But no concept that he could fall.
I do love...
So he depends a little too much on himself. I'm like, you can't do that yourself, sir.
I do love the radical trust that little children have in their parents or the people around them.
Yeah.
How do we balance this radical trust in God? This is a good point. How do we balance a radical trust in God, knowing that everything depends on Him, with being a mature, responsible person? Because I think, let me put a second part on this, and then I want to know your insights. Mm. But I think this is part of where the struggle with prayer comes, because we want to be responsible adults. Mm-hmm. And that effort to be responsible, I think, in many ways is what prevents us from spending time in prayer. Mm-hmm. Because there's so many overwhelming responsibilities and details.
Yeah.
That if we would set aside, say, an hour for prayer, we could feel irresponsible. There's so much to get done. Mm-hmm. So you see right there the...
Well, that's why I love that story you told about Mother Teresa, that the crazier her life got, the more intense it was, the more she had to do, the more time she would spend in prayer.
Yeah, she
and
would...
I have found that to be true.
She would say, I have so much to do. I always spend an hour in prayer, but I have so much to do that I better spend 2 hours.
It reminds me, this is a bad example. I'm a very... I remember when we met a few kids in New York, and I think their mom wanted me to be a very good example for them and asked me about, oh, how should they do their homework or take their tests?
But I'm actually a very bad example of this, and something actually comes to mind of my reckless abandon to God, because when I was in school, I never did any homework. It wasn't that I was getting everything wrong. It was that I never submitted any homework. And the best thing that would ever happen in my life is sometimes I would show up to school and I would have nothing done at all. I would have maybe done one assignment, and I'd pray about it, and then the teacher would be like, anyways, we're actually not collecting that today. And I was like, God is real, and God is good, and God gets me.
Okay, so now how do we balance presumption and irresponsibility?
I will say I never presumed that he would do that. I was just accepting the consequences of my actions.
That's true, too.
God, don't do that.
God was having mercy on you.
But there have been many times where I was trying very hard. I should put it into a different light. When I was in college, and there was this assignment where one of our teachers, we had a very small class of about 12 people, and our teacher gave us, within the last week of school, about 7 or 8 projects that would have all taken over a month to complete. And he just said, oh, I hope you knew about all of these. I want them all by the end of the week. And everyone lost their minds. No one knew what to do, but no one communicated with each other. So everyone rapidly tried to do all these projects in 1 week. We were supposed to be recording an entire song that week as well. And we all showed up to class, and we just looked like we were walking in front of the firing squad. We were like, how many did you get done? And even the best among us were like, I only got 3 done. I couldn't complete 7 projects in a week. He didn't tell us. And we tried with all of our might to get as much of it done as well as we possibly could. And then the teacher didn't ask for everything, but we were completely spared that he was just like, oh, I just wanted you to get what you could get done and see what you would do with all of these projects. My point not being that you should not try, but that we tried very, very hard. We did as well as we could, but there was a lot of mercy in that I felt like at the last moment, God did come through, and all of my stress wasn't the helpful thing. It was that I put my head down. I proved to my teacher that I really did care about those assignments and I did everything as well as I could.
Yeah.
But my stress was doing nothing for me.
This is a really important point. Worry, stress, unrealistic pressure are counterproductive. So we want to strike a balance. Going back to the first commandment, if God is God and I'm not God, and if he's the priority, and there can only be one priority in life, so union with him, friendship with him is the goal, then the first thing every day is time in friendship with him. Then we get busy and we take care of our responsibilities. But if we won't spend that time in prayer, what are we saying?
We're saying, I've got it.
Basically, we're saying, I'm God. And then all the pressure of being God starts to come down on us. And it can simply be alleviated first 30 minutes, first hour of every day, prayer. Rest of the day, do what you need to do. Now, you're going to go through moments of stress and pressure, and you're going to forget about this. And it takes time to really build up the habit, the second nature of living this way, but we can get there. But it is the only way to peace.
I guess that's my point. It's that, how do you balance that? How do you balance presumption, you should rely upon God, but you shouldn't do nothing? Is that if you know that you're not God, you know exactly what you need to do, which is what you can do. So stop looking at everything as I need to control the whole situation. I need to be able to perfect everything. Or even in that situation, none of us were actually capable of completing all of those assignments. And he knew that when he gave us that assignment. But we had to just worry about what we actually can do. That's the only realistic thing to do.
Yeah.
But that's not how we look at it as human beings. We just see everything that we have to do, everything that there is to be done, and we think that we are like God in that sense.
Yeah.
So that if it's in front of us, we can accomplish it, and we will destroy ourselves trying to get it done. But and look at it as, what can I do? Everything else is for God.
That is the definition of surrender. You just hit. People struggle with surrender because they don't get surrender.
Mm.
You just captured it perfectly. Surrender is twofold. Just do what you can do reasonably.
Mm-hmm.
Surrender the rest to God. And the, one of the difficulties is that technology has increased the rate of speed that,
yes,
that we should be able to get things done,
mm-hmm,
which increases the pressure.
Yeah.
So again, to me, the only way out of this destructive cycle is time in God with prayer. And the more you have to do and the more stressed you are, double your time in prayer.
Yeah, you need to slow down.
It's so counterintuitive.
Yep.
If you have so much to do with so little time, slow down.
It's like playing a guitar solo. You're never going to get all the notes in if you're just a flurry. It's, you've got to slow down and think about every note. You'll get there.
I know an emergency room doctor, trauma.
Mm-hmm.
He's a, especially for trauma, gunshot wounds, car wrecks. And he says, in the worst cases, when I have multiple patients, mm-hmm, in trauma come in,
mm-hmm,
I have to tell myself and the nurses, we've got to slow down.
Yep. Yep. You can only do what you can do.
And I don't know any other way of slowing life down than,
mm-hmm,
setting aside time for prayer. Well, let's let God be God and live the first commandment. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.